also what is now incorporated in the operating system is CD read write support. That means that you can write to Montpellier and CRVM writes with a special file system format, with the smart file system format. You can just use CD RW write or media like normal disk. You can just drag icons over to the CRW and you burn it down and delete it and again you can use it as a standard block, like a standard block in Sprite. The disadvantage in this approach is that you can't just read the data in the media because it's not a system, which is not available on other platforms. But anyway, it's pretty easy to move that around the media system. Also, which I haven't mentioned in previous presentation, is that there is a new version of Mobi, Magic User Interface Integrated. This is a 3.9 version, which will, I hope, currently I don't know, but I think that it's for half a year later, currently it's a 68K version, but it's a new compiler, source code and everything, which is now available to the compiler. Is possible to recompile the PowerPC. A lot of things has been done just to clean up the source code from the operating system to use the new compiler, because the second project was to make a developing environment where we can compile software with the new compiler function, which is the ECC or new compiler. Even in GDB, the debug calling unit toolchain and the development tools make the toolchain, which will be available soon for Linux, DOS compiler to OS 4 and even for OS 4 PowerPC native compilers and CCK compilers, which output PowerPC code for Android in for OS real time. So they could use a PowerPC Pegasus machine to compile for OS 4. The integration has been improved a lot. The board is patches which are known like early for the button border rendering and visual graphs for the icon exchange has been integrated in the system. What you see here is, for example, the new GUI, which should be some sort of forward look at the end, which contains a gradient slider. There are gradient colors here on the top and other borders here, and the icon rendering here on Windows 7. This is in that way compatible to visual graphs, and you can load your visual graph settings into GUI settings in OS 4 and use it the same way you did it before with visual graphs. Also included now is Internet Stack Roadshow. No need for mining or GIS anymore because it's not in the OS 4. At the end, due to the fact that the kernel has changed and the memory handling has changed at bottom layer, the address range is completely virtualized. It means that the PowerPC handles memory differently than the 68K does. And the advantage of the approach is that you can have virtual memory within the whole system. At the moment, it is not aggregated because the driver model which writes memory pages is not very logical, but the memory system itself is the same at the moment if you run the PowerPC native kernel. The version which you see now is still the 68K version. A lot of these models have been cleaned up, as previously mentioned, and will now be ported over to the PowerPC. It means that the development toolchain is ready now, and because of that, other programmers are now able to recompile their stuff which they have done to the PowerPC native stuff. The inherent people will do their things together. Currently, layers and layers library and intuition has been recompiled to PowerPC, but it's not available at this demo at the moment. They have just recompiled it last week and found out some stability issues with the layers and the intuition. It works on one machine, it does on the other one. So it's not ready to have it on display at the moment. But they expect that the primary focus at the moment is to move every module over to the PowerPC. What we have now for PowerPC native stuff is released here, you can see some models, they have already been compiled for the power PC. Like the CD file system is already native, CIA resource is already native, and the timer device is already native, smart file system is already native. These setup in the CD device is not the 6AK version still, but is needed in case you want to boot from a Samsung PC SCADI controller from the PowerPC terminal, because you have to rewrite the driver there, which has been in flash ROM from the base file version before. What you see in the RAM library and the kernel itself, the kernel is executing generation, is the kernel itself. This is just needed if you want to boot off from a server version, that's a 30PC SCADI controller. Also, what is new is there will be an antique sooner or later. I think it's just for Club Amiga members at the moment, which has been published recently, that these this library wrappers, which are now used to let the PowerPC access 68K libraries in the old way. That means there are still old 68K libraries, which do have now a wrapper library, and in fact, if you just change the library below that one, this wrapper library will disappear, and the library itself will be native without changing the application itself. So there's some mechanism, then you can have a transition step by step, where you can have your application now compiled for OS 4 completely, and do not care if the library below is 6AK or PowerPC. So if the operating system moves on and the components will move to PowerPC, then you just get it into the system without any change of the code, which is a good concept. Okay. Now to the components themselves. New, that's what you don't shouldn't display. It's the same as I do around, but it's still kind of wide. What's not possible is to move Windows around. What intuition now, right, is only that you have the fancy effect, but you can, for example, move Windows around with contents. You can move that outside of a window or a screen at every side, and you can also put this new commodity, I think. It's the wrong part. That's the font, which now gives you the opportunity to type with the left right mouse button, you get a list of windows which are now available. So you can pretty easily switch to a different window, for example. It's not only available for windows, but also for screens, which then would contain a list here. There would be a second program open, like we do here that I explained. Like, you can switch over here to the virtual screen really easily. If you get more screens, then you have at least two screens here. And that's also one of these new features from the it's kind of what I have my tower for. It's a second. Okay. Yeah, but the AngryDog is now extended, so it can contain active contents. That means that these icons could be some programs running in the background doing some interaction with the user. Like, this is an access log which gives you a list of windows and screens where you can pretty easily switch to a window or a screen. Also, this is a clock, a nice analog clock which runs inside the clock and gives you see the second trigger, and it runs pretty nicely. Also, the way they release like dockets, if they just take one of these dockets and drag it into a dock itself, and then you have it in here, like this lens dock. Rocky, which now runs the background that shows magnifies here things below the pointer. You can even make it bigger. I guess I have done it in a way that it is the background only. You see, it's a preference program for the docky. You can change a lot of things within the docky. Like you can have it always in the background, or you could have it as normal window. If it's in the background, then you won't be able to have it in the front of the window, for example. You can change everything, like here. Yes. What's new with the new dock is, for example, if you have a transparent background. Should you? Or it doesn't? Okay. Ah, you have a second. Interesting. What should be that this images in the background should be transparent data, what percentage is selected here. Try it again. But this might also be a problem with the graphics driver or any other way. Okay. I guess that's my. It's not that it doesn't work, it's just my error, because it should not that I should icon. This is manages the icon setup itself, so it's right here. So you can set the transparency for the background talk in any case. That's fine. Okay. Probably can't press here because you've been talking now, yeah. Okay. Now we use transparent copies for almost transparent copies on the ends here with the user version of the rendering engine. You see the font is now rendered without features around. The disadvantage of the current system is that it is slower on the 68K version, so but it's normal that the 68K is really at its limit if you have all the outline homes rendered without features. Also new is, for example, the partition wizard, which gives you some tools to fix the hard drives or repair, check it, salvage things, and you optimize or convert it to fast passes them to fast passes them to. This is also included now. Well, we shouldn't do that now. It has happened. Okay. Also new is the media toolbox, which now replaces the HD toolbox, the hard disk toolbox. This is in fact just a cassette more possibilities than the hard disk toolbox had before. But it's in fact what on point of contemporary is the hard disk toolbox, and now we have a chance to partition your hard drives and these things. Might be that I made a mistake by starting it twice so it hangs now. Let's see. systems and resources is now in the hand of the and changing of the prices for itself is just an entire use for signing a Amiga 1 petition. What is he here? You want to see me? I use the box for guess what we have this disk drive. We can put this drive out of the machine, stuck it into an Amiga 1, and if we boot up the environments there, it is meant that you can have OS 4 in a third version and you put it into an Amiga 1, and it should run OS 4 in the Amiga 1 sooner or later until we have the driver space. So what you see in this partition layout here is that it already contains other partitions for other operating systems like Linux. Of course, this would also run on that machine here if you have the kernel that runs on the Amiga. For example, this Linux is the Debian Linux boot partition. There's a SUSE partition also there, and a storage for Linux, and a cert partition for Linux. I guess one of these has been reformatted for the Macintosh. I'm not sure. So the Marquee operating system is pretty available and already considered also in 4 hours. Thing is, like these two tools here, Amy CodeScript and Amy PDF, are two tools which are meant to get you access to CodeScript and CodeScript files and PDF files, where Amy PDF is meant to be a tool for displaying PDF files and printing them, where AmyGS is meant to, it can also read PDF files, but it can also read CodeScript files, and then you can convert that to PDF or you can print it as CodeScript files. So these two are meant for. Well, still it's not that fast as the AK machine, but we hope that it will be a lot more for more performance for a power PC machine. Like you get this document from Motorola for lightweight programming, yeah, it's nice. I think you have gotten something about it. each time I forget things, I'm reminded that I don't want you to describe it completely functionality, because there are so many smaller things which are in the system which are not in the world, which we don't have enough time to describe it. Also, these are new internet tools which are now using the approach of to configure things like you can create new connections, open connections, edit your connections, these connections, internet, can have different drivers here, you go online, you can configure the complete connection here. Besides that, internet tools, also new, because I see in this new request file, which now contains a nice icons for rendering, so you have a question mark here, and which gives you some more identity for requesters. A lot of things has been done for the graphs, like the biggest one is the GUI graphs for the configuration of the surface for the intuition for Windows, when the board in this which I have to mention before, like what we have now is a gradient on the buttons here, which goes from the left to the right here, or on top, which is not the whole behavior, but we have said in the previous presentation, and now we will switch back to the default drop, which is now pretty easily done here in the appearance settings of the boards. We remove the image. You can have gradients combine this with images. It means you can have, for example, impose images on a gradient. Like some people like images on the background of boards. You can have it here, and then it shines through the image, shines through the gradient. What you have here. The problem is I don't have really nice images, so I cannot really demonstrate that here. Also, you can have the angle of the gradients changed like this here. You can make it just a contrast between black and white, or you can have real colors from green to red, for example, or green to yellow. And but it's not nice, but it gives you some eye candy. Yeah, like this. This one here. There's an impose on background, would be if you have a background image, then you can impose it here to transfer. Simple is just a pretty black white contrast, one of the shade. It's also available for gadget, not just for borders, it means that you can have usual gradients here on the buttons. This is here, you see the gradient is now from left to right, it changes to left to top down gradient. Also you can add it differently in the select play, it means that the select will go the other direction, for example, and then you could have it on the
Grazie.
familiar with the old style Amiga screen. If you now, let's say you open an X menu, if you have the settings here, you can use the old settings which the operating system uses. That means you have new Windows sizes here, and the graphics that you've seen is already used from the same work machines. You can control every custom screen with custom settings. Also, there's an internet settings which are similar to Miami, where you can configure your internet setup, IP addresses, rooms, cost, in cost, network, sort of name, service account, and background services. Okay. For changes and big issues, is of course there is a new Amiga system which now replaces the low levels and the library stuff, but includes an emulation of the low level library that's now in a programming interface that you can use custom controllers for games like PlayStation 2 or later on there will be drivers for USB controllers for games. They should be then be later resorted in one interface as a Amiga input, so you can exchange one of these controllers against the other one, and the program doesn't care about what's the type of controller you use. What we're going to do now is we will load the PowerPC kernel and start with the PowerPC only version, not with the 68K version, which then switches off the PowerPC 68K completely. This loads a lot of things and builds an kickstart image for PowerPC in memory and then executes the kernel inside that kickstart image. You see not the model is still 68K, but also other ones PowerPC native already, like say Eric's Suicide Time Device already native. If you would have had an intuition we would have here behind that one would be PowerPC, but it's not at the moment. The boot time takes a bit longer with the PowerPC kernel because it just gives you the speed about 30 megabytes or 4 at the moment. This is due to the fact that the 68K emulation currently built in is Apple 20 emulation, and it is used as an interpreted version, not as a just-in-time compiler, which will be later on in the final product, and which will be mainly used for application emulation, not for system service emulation. This currently interpreted emulation will be available at the final product as well, because you need an emulation which is available pretty quickly. When you boot up a system, a lot of things which are must be available very early in the boot sequence might be 16K still and they have to be emulated. So this emulation will be part of the kernel, not for application. Application emulation is a JIT compiler where they believe the performance should be on that machine, like the Cybersalon, you have a Cybersalon 60 processor for just emulated things. This is pretty good. So this machine, like this here, should behave faster than it does now, even with an emulated things. And even more if the PowerPC reaction version is available. It will improve even more in Amiga 1 or GC or GC4 processor. Now what you see here is a GC4 PowerPC version. It means that everything here is running through its emulation or is native for PowerPC. It doesn't appear to be that slow, even if it's just emulated. It does not emulate a floating point unit now, but just the integer unit. The 68K is now switched off already, and it's running just a PowerPC. This one, I'm not sure if this runs. No. Okay. Another thing that also includes the cost library is native for PowerPC, like accessing the file system utilization. Also, the font rendering will be a lot of Thank you for listening.